they've sort of been overrated a little bit. I know they've finished a long way in front in the Premiership ladder, but if you look at their two finals games, I think they're pretty fortunate in both. Parramatta hit back and led at half-time. The two tries after half-time that Melbourne scored were flukes. Parramatta should have beaten them on that day, and I think that's your blueprint. I think you've got to be really physical. You've got to hold on to the ball. You've got to make sure they get it at their own end of the field, and you've just got to be relentless on them.
And a good, honest appraisal, obviously. The Storm mightn't like the fact that lost their edge. What are you talking about, Gus? But I love his comments. Good morning, mate.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're going well, mate. Obviously excited by the weekend. We want to see a close one. And I gather from those quotes from you, mate, you think it could be close.
Well, potentially it could be close. It depends how the Cowboys play on the day, of course. Yeah. They're up against it. I mean, Melbourne are heavily favoured and they deserve that favouritism, given where they're finished on the ladder. But if you're the Cowboys, you don't want to be going into this game thinking Melbourne's unbeatable. And they're not unbeatable. Mm. Every side can be beaten. The game just has to take a certain course for that to happen.
Yeah. And what is that course, Gus? What we've seen from the Cowboys in this semi-final series especially is that just they've just been nearly perfect with the ball and had so much of it. I think 58% possession against the Roosters. And I guess if they can do that, that's the blueprint to beating the Melbourne Storm.
Well, the Cowboys are interesting. If you look at their last six games of the Premiership, they lost five out of six. The only win they had was down at Campbelltown, and they were probably fortunate to win that game that night. And it just looked like they were petering out, that injuries and just the fact that they had players on the field playing injured was really starting to wear on them. But through that time too, I guess they were playing every game as though it had to be a must-win game. We must win this game. We must win this game. We're fighting for a spot in the eight. So they were putting pressure on themselves, and that was coming out in their football. They get to the finals, and suddenly no one gives them any chance.
Yeah.
And their mentality changed. So all of a sudden, well, we're not expected to win. We're not chasing a win here. We're just going to go out there and give this a crack and do the best we can. So they go out against the Sharks, and they just refuse to be bullied. And they completed 40 sets of six on the day, and they come up with a narrow win against the odds. They then go to Parramatta, and they bang 33 sets of six into them. Didn't do anything really special, but just allowed Parramatta to frustrate themselves out of the game. And then last week against the Roosters, well, they can't win again, surely. So we'll just go out and do the same thing. And they bang 35 sets of six into them, and it was just too much for the Roosters to handle. So what they've run into is they've run into teams 3 weeks in a row that they've just waited for them to beat themselves. And they've just thought, if we just hang on to the ball and we just do our thing, then we'll just wait for them to frustrate themselves out of it. The pressure is all on them. Now, they're coming up against a different animal this week. You know, Melbourne might have the ability to disrupt all of that. It will be very interesting through all this last 3 weeks too. They've never been more than one try behind. It will be interesting if Melbourne get off to a quick start and lead them 12-0, and then Cowboys have to force the pace and have to chase points, whether or not they've got the football in them to do that. I would doubt it. I think for the Cowboys to win, it's got to be close all the way, and they've got to put their head out on the line to get the victory. But, you know, they're playing a different team this week.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about coaches, the effect they can have. Craig Bellamy, no surprise, coach of the year. But in terms of the galvanising of the squad, with the Cowboys, Paul Green's influence, Gus. I mean, that's got to come down to a fantastic coach.
Absolutely, and experience too. I mean, this team won a premiership 2 years ago. I mean, they've both been one of our top four teams for a number of years now.
Yeah.
So they've played in a lot of big matches, and with that comes, you know, their players have played in the big representative matches as well, so they've got experience, and it's all very handy to have all that behind you and to be in a relaxed state. Now, if the Cowboys had never won a premiership, they'd probably be in a different frame of mind right now. But they're relaxed and confident. They probably feel as though it's a bonus to be in the finals. And they've just been able to turn up with no mental baggage and with no expectation and play a brand of football that's just allowed their opponents to wilt before their eyes. And that's exactly what's happened. And they've run into three teams that could be pressured into losing. Is Melbourne Storm one of those teams? Well, I think Parramatta showed in the first semi-final that they played down there, that you can bustle them and you can harass them and you can force them into errors. And I thought Parramatta should have beaten them on that day. I thought they were very unlucky. Last week's game against Brisbane, and I mean, everyone's gushing over that performance. I don't think Coach Craig Bellamy would be gushing too much over the performance. I thought the first hour was a pretty ordinary semi-final. thought Brisbane were pretty terrible on the night. Now, Melbourne scored a couple of tries at the back end of the game to put it beyond doubt and win comfortably, and that's what they can do to you. Melbourne can hang in there for a long period of time. They'll hang in better than Parramatta. They'll hang in better than the Sharks.
Mm.
They'll hang in better than the Roosters did. It's going to be a much tougher assignment for the Cowboys to win, but I don't think that's going to frighten the Cowboys. I think they'll be here prepared to go the 80 minutes.
I think one of the features of the Cowboys over the last few weeks has been the emergence, or, well, probably since Jonathan Thurston's absence, the emergence of Michael Morgan as a game manager, Gus. And you talked about it there. There is no real pressure on them because they're exceeding everyone's external expectations anyway. What about when they do have to play with expectations? Do you think it's a case of Michael Morgan has taken his game to the next level, or it's just the circumstances of now?
I think the team, if you go and talk to the Cowboys, I think they'd have been pretty unhappy with Michael Morgan 4 months ago.
Right.
I don't think he was lifting the way that they wanted, but it's not an easy task to go in, you know, and turn from a six into a seven and suddenly have the responsibility of running your team around the park and being the focal point for everything that happens within the team. That's not an easy job. You know, he's done a remarkably great job to get to where he is now in controlling the game to where he is. More of it is mental, I think. If you listen to his interview with Brad Fittler leaving the field in last week's final against the Roosters, Brad said to him, he said, "Are you a bit frustrated? You've had a lot of ball at their end of the field, you've not come up with tries." And he just smiled and shrugged his shoulders. And he said, "Well, you know, you can't expect to score all the time." Like, there wasn't that pressure or stress on him at all. He was quite the opposite, actually. He was quite very relaxed about it. He said, "If we just keep doing that, we'll probably win at the back end of the game." And it's exactly what happened. And by the end of the game, they were scoring tries comfortably. They were just barging over. So he's in a really good mindset at the moment. And that's the hard part of moving from, you know, a six where you haven't got the whole responsibility of the team to the seven where you do have that responsibility is your mindset. It's your mentality and your confidence in your ability. And he's just come up with a formula now that he knows irritates the opposition teams, and that's what he puts into effect, and that keeps his team relaxed, and they're playing without pressure.
Yeah. Gus, just a couple of issues in the game. Obviously, overnight, we know that Dean Pay is the new Bulldogs coach. We've kept hearing about the DNA of the club, the culture. Well, he ticks that box because he's been there for a long time, so hopefully he'll do a good job. I'm pretty sure you coached him, didn't you?
Our coach, Dean, and when I was the coaching director at the Roosters, we had him there as our assistant coach under Ricky Stewart. We had Ricky Stewart, we had Dean Pay, we had John Cartwright, we had Shane Flanagan, we had Ivan Cleary. So we had a pretty select group there that have all turned out to be very successful NRL coaches, and Dean now adds to that list, and I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Mm. The other issue around Matt Moylan, he's in the papers again today. I think he's in for knee surgery today. Gus, is there an update on Matt Moylan's contractual future?
Well, no. Nothing has changed from our perspective. Matt's on a program and he's doing pretty well with it. He's having knee surgery today just to clean up a little problem there to make sure he's back for pre-season training. So we're just going along business as usual. We can't help what the media keep doing with this, and we're quite undistracted by it, actually.
Yeah, right. Grand final, big days. Does it have the same impact on a commentator as it does on a player?
Yeah, it's a big day. You also know a holiday's coming, so that's
good. That's if you take one, Gus.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting for the whole group because it's a big day. We're on air all day, and we've got the two lower grades to do, and there's a lot of production that goes into this. Our production team is second to none, and there'll be a lot of great stories and interviews and different things on the day. And, of course, our people will be out around the stadium talking to all the great players and coaches of the past and getting their take on the day. And it'll all come to a crescendo when we get to that kickoff and we find out who our 2017 premiers are. It'll be a very interesting day.
7:15 p.m. is the kickoff. Going to be huge. So,
have a great call, Gus. And live and free on Nine. And there's obviously a big digital arm now.
Yeah, no, they've really got into that space and doing particularly well with it. So it's only going to be expanded in the future. It's a great way to interact with the fans and the people that are looking for their rugby league information. And Channel 9 gets such great access to all the clubs and to the players and the people that matter. So anything you need to know about rugby league, you can find through the the Channel 9 digital arm, and yep. plenty of comment there from our stars that are employed by the place.
Yep.
And we've got the very best there, so it's been a great year for them, and it'll only get better in years to come.
Well done. Good on you, Gus. We thank you for your time, and pump up Ray, will you?
He'll be right. Don't worry about Ray.
All right.
He'll be on fire.
Thanks, Gus.